Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You recently switched from flying private to flying commercial.
No, I didn't fly private while I was in this job.
On that issue, pollution, I understand that you came here with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In the words of Canadian poet, Lieutenant Colonel John McCree, and I quoted, to you from falling, from failing, excuse me.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
She was upset at like 8:30. I was like, you need to go to Finland.
Are you trying to keep us out of Del Boca Vista?
Maybe if you lived in Florida, you'd be upset 24 hours
true.
A day.
That's true. Trying to move.
You think you can keep us out of Florida?
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel. And I dare you to keep me out!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And I am not angry 24 hours a day down here in Florida. And I know very few people who are, especially the people who came from the Northeast or the Midwest, from blue states. They're pretty happy. We're pretty happy down here. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll get to all of this as we go through the day, but it will, we'll just start off with the unfortunate, the horrific situation in Tennessee. A Christian school in Nashville was shot up by an attacker, a female attacker, this morning. And three students were killed, and as well as three staff or faculty members. And the shooter is dead as well. And this is one of those moments where the president of the United States traditionally comes out and says, you know, soothing words. And in addition to, if it's a Democrat president making a political speech and denouncing the Second Amendment and Republicans and quote unquote assault weapons, which Brandon and certainly before him Obama would have been unable to define in the slightest. But today Biden comes out, and you know, and again, he doesn't have to speak at length. He just has to say a few words, thoughts and prayers. You know, it's a terrible situation. I hope I never have to do this again. I hope no one ever has to do this again. I hope no parents have to do that. You know, any of us could make the speech off the top of our heads, just as human beings. But you don't come out and jocularly talk to other people. I mean, Obama made this mistake at the Fort Hood shooting back then, when a Muslim terrorist ran amok and killed, I think, 12 Americans, including a pregnant service person, before the Arab Muslim terrorist psychiatrist was gunned down and permanently crippled by a shot. And they couldn't fight back because Obama had taken away the guns on a military base. Go figure. But made it easier for the Muslim terrorist. He didn't mean to, but that was the effect of it. But he came out, remember that? That was many years ago. He came out and he said, his first remark was, hey, I see some, he was talking to some Indian chief was in the audience, and he gave a shout out to the Indian chief before he even mentioned insincerely the words of condolence to the survivors of the Fort Hood shooting. And so today, Brandon, you know, as always, he learns nothing from past mistakes by himself or anybody else, and he just this is the beginning. I'm not gonna go over this at great length, but I just think you ought to see it. These are the first words out of his mouth when he comes out today after this horrible shooting in Nashville, Tennessee.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal?
He's referring to Ben Cardin, the senator from Maryland. I mean, and then he says something about these little kids are in the audience. He says, "Oh, whose kids are those? Oh, those are four kids, stand-up kids." I don't know. He's gone. He's just totally, totally gone.
Welcome to the White House. It's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? They're your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys. Well, I want you to know, like you, I had two...
You know, I mean, they're kids dead, and you know what, you could put it in the context of, you know, I'm so sorry, and I see these beautiful kids here in the audience, and I mean it's you don't have to be a politician to have spent your whole life going to a communion breakfast and greasing lobbyists for campaign contributions to know how to handle a situation like this. But it's so inappropriate to mention all this ice cream and jokes and little kids before you get to, I don't know. 844-500-4242.
Think about what you'd think about.
508 says it was so appalling that Fox News cut away. Sandra and John Roberts were appalled. Yeah, I heard that. I think Grace was playing some of it and they just cut away because it was just so glaringly inappropriate. And a candidate for city council would know better than that. 844-500-4242, 413. Get it right, Howie. Fort Hood was deemed nothing but workplace violence. That's true. It was. I think that they said that, they wanted to be, some of the survivors, the people that were crippled at Fort Hood, were saying that, they wanted to get combat benefits, because you get extra benefits if you're wounded in combat. And this guy was a Muslim terrorist, which they should have known. There were actually all sorts of warning flags, and it wasn't just Obama, but Bush's administration, because it was Bush who deemed Islam a religion of peace. So they were bending over backwards to say that they had to integrate people, not that there's anything wrong with integrating Muslims, but you don't want to integrate terrorists into the into military bases, especially after you've disarmed everybody on the base. And they said, no, we're not going to call this terrorism. We're calling this workplace violence. And it actually cost some of the survivors of the shooting some of the benefits that they would have gotten under normal conditions. 844-500-4242-77. He called himself a centrist? Oh, a senator? He called himself a senator?
These are centrists where they've been historically underrepresented, from manufacturing to construction to clean energy. And by the way, I'm known as America's most pro-labor senator. Well, guess what? And then as president, well, guess what?
You notice that slight pause, and now as president? I mean, again, he's got something in his ear. But I don't think Taylor has to yell at me as much as whoever is in his ear is yelling in his. But at least he got the branch of Congress that he was in this time. In the past, he's been known to call himself a congressman. I mean, he was a member of Congress, but he wasn't a congressman. He was a senator. 844-500-4242, 860. Six girls died in a Tennessee auto accident this weekend. Yeah, Robertson County. I saw that. Those were horrific pictures. Where's the common sense law to ban these high-speed assault vehicles? 844-500-4242.
Also, Howie, who keeps ice cream in their fridge?
Let me hear that again. Let me hear it again. I missed that.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband.
Pitiful.
and I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs.
You're right. It doesn't taste the same.
Can he not chew the hard stuff anymore?
Well, we have noticed his dentures slipping occasionally in some of these more recent appearances. You know, when he's a...
Joe Biden, Howie, and Nancy Pelosi have these freezers or fridges full of Jenny's ice cream. That stuff, I know we've talked about it before, is so expensive. Like, it is a tiny... I don't even think it's really a pint. It's shrinkflation, and it is most expensive. I came across it the other day, and I was like, who's buying this? Joe is, apparently.
I almost got some gelato last night, but the mailroom manager said, nah, we don't need any of that. And she was right. You know, there's only, you don't need to be eating a lot of gelato, do you, Grace? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. What an embarrassment. We'll take some calls when we come back. And again, our sympathies, prayers, well wishes, condolences to everybody involved in this terrible incident, this needless shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Under President Joe Biden's administration, Silicon Valley Bank collapsed in the largest second bank failure in U.S. history. Only 3 days later, Signature Bank collapsed, marking the third greatest failure in U.S. banking history. With hundreds of other banks across the country at risk of meeting the same catastrophic demise, respected economists are urging Americans to diversify their wealth and buy gold immediately. With the volatility of the banking system, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. You never could, but now more than ever, you can't do it. Call Monetary Gold to receive our free protection guide at 800-267-6500. Economists are advising smart Americans to protect their money across different assets. That's why at Monetary Gold, we offer a variety of precious metals for investors seeking to diversify. Speak to experts about the benefits of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, and decide which assets are best for your retirement. Call now, before the next bank failure strikes. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr.
Come on, you dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Work! Howie Carr is back.
We'll jump back in here. Considering the moment,
we were told that the
shooting that just happened left three children dead, three adults dead, shooters dead, and we were told he would be addressing this off the top.
Yeah, it's rather surprising. I thought that a somber President Biden would have come to the podium here and addressed the school shooting.
I mean, you would think that he wouldn't need to be schooled or told to act in a somber manner, that he just would normally be somber. I mean, especially a guy who is so, as he tells us at every opportunity, so concerned about gun violence in America. And apparently some woman came out right after the thing happened and was spewing all the Democrat talking points about how more kids were dying in America of gun violence than anything else. And my understanding is most of the people who die of gun violence in the United States are suicides. There's no way you can stop a suicide. I mean, we all know that, right? You can walk into the ocean and kill yourself. You can step in front of a bus. There's a million ways. But a lot more people die of drug overdoses. You see these stories about, there was a woman that died in a mall in New Jersey, in northern New Jersey. There were five people. One who died worked at a cheesecake factory. She was a single mother. They went out, they finished their shift, and they went out and they all had a snort. It's been known to happen, right? Especially when you're leaving a restaurant or a bar. It was cut with fentanyl. She just keeled over. They all got sick, but this one woman died. There are a lot more people dying from fentanyl overdoses than from gun violence. And you know what? And they're not committing suicide. This woman didn't know she was going to die. But he won't shut the southern border. He's happy with the southern border being wide open, totally wide open. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. And there was a story, a poll in the Wall Street Journal NORC poll in which most doubt that their children will be better off than they were. An overwhelming share of Americans aren't confident their children's lives will be better than their own. Polls also show a growing skepticism about the value of a college degree. No kidding. I've felt that way for a long time. Anyway, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, do you believe your children will be better or worse off than you've been? Better, worse, or about the same?
Worse.
87% say worse.
How many say about the same?
9%. Only 4% believe better.
Yeah. I figured that was about the way it would go. Maybe a little more would say the same. All right. 844-500-4242. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie. You know, is there any... I don't even know the words to say this about Biden. Did you see him talk live?
I heard him, but I didn't see it. I didn't see him talking live. It sounded like he was very jocular.
You know what? What the hell are you talking about ice cream cone at the beginning? And then at the end, Howie, he was laughing.
There's nothing left, Margaret. I mean, this is just today's indication that there's nothing left. You know, they always say the lights are on, but nobody's home. The lights aren't even on here with this guy. I mean, it's a darkened house. You know, the one your parents told you not to go near in the neighborhood. There's nothing happening. He's gone, totally gone. Thanks for the call, Margaret. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. This is David from Worcester County. Hey, Howie, yeah. I don't know what is going on here. I've never seen so many shootings in my life. All these kids, all these schools, where are they getting all these crazy people? And who is investigating where these guns are coming from? I'm telling you, it's all over the place.
I don't know. There's more guns than there are people in the United States. I mean, the problem is in the society, and there's another poll out today about how Americans are religion is much less important. I think religion used to be important. I think 70% of the American people back in 1998, in other words, a quarter century ago. Now according to the poll, it's important to 38% of the people, and people. Only 23% of people under 30 think that it's a good thing to have kids. I mean, these are really troubling signs for the future of the United States of America. And I'm sure that the George Soros, AOC, Democrat types are they're happy with results like this, because if, as the old saying goes, if you believe in nothing, you will fall for anything. And the people they're raising now will fall for anything. I mean, look at, they all voted for Joe Biden. I mean, what more do you need to know? Thanks for the call, David. 844-500-4242. We're 508. I have two 20-plus-year-old daughters who have no intentions of getting married, having children, and don't even think they're going to live to be 50. Isn't that wonderful? I don't know what to do about it. And neither do you, obviously, 508. I'm Howie Carter.
There's a lot to love about.
Don't
miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. There's so much to love about the 2023 Subaru Outback with a refreshed, rugged design and symmetrical all-wheel drive. Buy with 3.9% financing or lease for just $345 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. There's a lot to love about you.
The smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like with Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycons got you covered. And Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But even if you know you'll love your Raycons, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase with buy now, pay later options and a free and easy return guarantee on every purchase. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, a shooter in this situation reportedly had two assault weapons and a pistol, two AK-47s.
Two AK-47s. Those are Russian firearms, by the way. People who don't know anything about anything often confuse AK-47s and AR-15s. But then, on the other hand, Biden has also called AR-15s AR-14s. Remember that at the auto plant in Michigan during the 2020 campaign? AK-47s. And by the way, as unlikely as it is that she had an AK-47, there's been no zero reporting that she had an AK-47. And speaking of the lack of religion, I was going to read this quote later, but it seems appropriate now. You know, people who have no religion, they're not going to do well in this kind of government, because you know you have to have a certain level of trust and morality. And this was first noted or early on noted by John Adams, the second president of the United States from Massachusetts, in 1798, and this is what he said: "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Are we any longer, Americans, a moral and religious people? I would say no. No. There's something to be said for going to church. There's something to be said, and I'm not a religious person, but there was something I appreciate being raised in a religious faith. I think, you know, I think it makes you a more functioning member of society, and it also inoculates you against some of the nuttiness that we see the Democrats falling for. And these are obviously all people who've never, ever been to church or any other form of religious institution, and it's bad. It's hard. We need religion as human beings. It's hardwired into us, I think.
Howie,
personally,
you know what else I think is a benefit of going to church, which it doesn't come to mind a lot, but it forces you to sit somewhere for an hour and just sit and just not be on your phone and not be like distracting yourself with apps or with reading. You really have to just learn to like sit in the silence and just listen and be patient and wait for it to be over. And I know the people who are really religious might say, well, that's not what it's about. But as someone who just started going back to church, I can tell you that for me, that's a huge part of it, is just 45 minutes to an hour a week where I am forced to be alone with myself and just sit there and wait for it to be over. And that's like kind of a discipline that a lot of people don't have now. People don't want to, they want to be distracted at all times.
Right. And as I've said before, I mean, my parents went to the Polish church in Greenfield, you know, and it, the sermon was in Polish, and I always liked that. because I could just kind of zone out. Honestly, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a religious person, but, you know, it's still better for you. And you know, when you hear these people coming at you, you know, whether they're preaching heaven on earth or climate change or COVID's going to kill you or, you know, any of this nonsense, you can see right through it if you've been listening to, gospel sermons all your life long. I mean, whatever the religion is, I think you're better off for having the
religion. That religion, though, is being brought into the churches. I was speaking at my church yesterday to a guy who left a church because he said that church brought in somebody to speak about climate change. And what? They're bringing in people to the pulpit to speak about climate change. Crazy.
Well, I know. I mean, I think that's what's one of the things that's, causing people not to go to the Catholic Church is that this Pope that's been there for 10 years is acting more like some kind of guitar priest. And, you know, if you ran into a guitar priest 30, 40 years ago, you just go to the next church down the road. But you can't do that anymore because, you're right. That's not the way to get people back into the pews. It's unfortunate what's happening, though. I wish I knew what to do.
And Hallie, since you already started talking about it, it was going to be my first story anyway, this poll about religion. But another aspect of this poll from the Wall Street Journal did have to do with patriotism. So I'd like to know your take on that. It says, while nearly 60% of seniors age 65 and older said patriotism was very important in the latest survey, just 23% of adults under 30 said the same.
Well, I think, again, it's a lack of education. I mean, it's not patriotism, you know, so much my country right or wrong as the fact that you understand that we have been, to use another religious word, blessed to be living in the greatest society in human history. And so you should have a love if you've been blessed in this way to live in this wonderful society with more freedom and plenty than any group of human beings in history. You know,
yeah.
That's what I think a lot of patriotism is in older people, and that's why I think older people are kind of sad to see what's happening because it's not going to be as good. And every country has sins and has committed crimes, and various groups have been oppressed. But I mean, this has been the most equitable society in human history. I keep coming back to that phrase, human history, but it's true, I think.
Yeah, and I was talking to the callers about this today, Howie, earlier on my show, and one of them, Tom, he said kind of a combination of that. He was talking about people going to church, and he said when his parents were younger, or when his parents were alive and they were going to church during World War II, he said they really didn't know if we were going to survive it or we were going to win it. And that's kind of what brought them back to something bigger, was like times are so uncertain. And he said after that, when you get a generation of people who are used to kind of things being a little bit easier and not being so up in the air and maybe not having to sacrifice as much, it's kind of easy to put church and patriotism and all that other stuff on the back burner.
Yeah. 857 says, Grace, that's how I feel about AA meetings. You mean staying still? It taught me how to sit still and be comfortable with myself sitting still for an hour. My religion.
It's really hard. And I think people, especially now, like we've been talking about TikTok so much lately. And I was talking to Caroline Levitt about it because she's 25, Howie. So she's, you know, Gen Z. She knows how all these things work. And I said, beyond the national security and beyond the viral challenges and all these other things, I said, it's just a time suck. Like, kids are on there all day long. And I think that when they're not on there, it scares them to just not have something constantly playing in their heads, you know, like a constant screen they can watch. And I just think that's a huge part of this, too, is that people don't want to sit still and think about things.
Now, someone's calling you and me fake and disgrace. Typical Car double talk. He says he's not religious, but yet it's important for society we be religious. I'm saying I was glad I was raised religious. You know, I think it made me less susceptible to charlatans and frauds.
You're just being honest. And by the way, everyone who's hating right now, save it because I'm going to use it at 420. So let's not go through them all right now because I need some material for later. Speaking of surveys, Howie, 46% of Democrats say DA prosecuting Trump would be an outrageous abuse of power. Now, this is from Rasmussen. However, while 78% of Democrats at least somewhat agree with that move, 46% actually believe that a prosecution would be an outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA who lets violent criminals walk as he pursues political vengeance against President Trump. There's also been some polls out, Howie, of New York and how New Yorkers feel about this. And as you can imagine, they feel a little bit more strongly about it because they actually see what Bragg is focusing on versus all the things he hasn't been focused on. And it might feel kind
of personal. Which is violent criminals.
Yeah, it might feel a little bit more personal for people in New York.
Yeah. I want to read something now, Grace. I was going to read it later. This is from former U.S. Attorney General Robert Jackson. He was later appointed to the Supreme Court. He's from New York, by the way, too. This was in 1940 he said this. And he's talking about how you can, you know, it's basically an American version of that line from Stalin's guy, you know, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. But this guy never went to law school, he never went to undergrad. He went to law school for 1 year. But this is brilliant what he said, and he must have been a pretty good Supreme Court justice. And he's the U.S. Attorney General when he says this in 1940. If the prosecutor is obliged to choose his cases, it follows that he can choose his defendants. Therein is the most dangerous power of the prosecutor, that he will pick people that he thinks he should get rather than pick cases that need to be prosecuted. This guy was a Democrat. Can you imagine a Democrat saying this today? He'd be drummed out of the party. He said it.
Well, in Politico, that was the craziest thing when they wrote that piece about Alvin Bragg. And they said, you know, he's not really a partisan kind of guy. And I thought, didn't he run? He actually ran on I'm going to get Trump.
Right.
And most people in New York have run on that.
Right. He ran on everything that future Supreme Court Justice Jackson warned against. With the law books filled with a great assortment of crimes, a prosecutor stands a fair chance of finding at least a technical violation of some act on the part of almost anyone. Harvey Silverglate, the attorney from Boston, the guy I know, he went to Princeton with Robert Mueller. He wrote a book, Three Felonies a Day. He said the average American commits three felonies a day. He doesn't even know it, but he does. Most people, that's the average. It is a question of picking the man and then searching the law books or putting investigators to work to pin some offense on him. It is in this realm in which the prosecutor picks some person whom he dislikes or desires to embarrass, or selects some group of unpopular persons and then looks for an offense, that the greatest danger of abuse of prosecuting power lies. It is here that law enforcement becomes personal and the real crime becomes that of being unpopular with the predominant or governing group, being attacked for the wrong political views, or being personally obnoxious to or in the way of the prosecutor himself. Can you imagine Ketanji Brown Jackson ever saying anything remotely like that? Or any of the recent Democrat nominees? Take any courts.
Yeah, but that's what's so wild about watching all these legal experts and these legal analysts on these networks, because Alan Dershowitz, like, you might not agree with all of his politics or everything he's ever said, but the fact that he's one of the only people who can, you know, have liberal viewpoints and also understand the ramifications of something like this and how dangerous it is, what Alvin Bragg is doing, it shouldn't be a handful of people who can see the forest through the trees. You know what I mean? There should be more people out there who are going, listen, just because I hate Trump too, like, I'm sure there's a lot of Democrats who feel like I hate Trump too, but that doesn't mean this is a good idea. But there's not. There's only one or two people who actually say that.
Right. What do you think Justice Jackson would have thought of the federal judge being shouted down at Stanford Law School?
Oh, would have been so proud.
He would have said, sure, I'm glad I didn't go to law school.
I wonder if that
or go to undergraduate school. That's what he would have thought, I think.
I wonder if that dean or whoever that woman was, the DEI lady, if she's still on leave. I think she was on paid leave for a while.
She wrote an op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal a couple days ago, and I couldn't believe it.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Howie, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value where I got my RAV4. Finding what you want is easy when you shop online and reserve your car from their incoming inventory. So shop now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Like I said, I'll be back at 4:20. So if you have any hate for Howie, now's a good time to text it in.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, quote, "Everyone loves them and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you could use a couple for yourself as Dennis did and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. People buy one and then they buy a couple more. This way you can buy three and get all your shopping done for a while. Give one to one of your kids. Give one to a friend. Give one to someone that's got a problem pet. You know what I'm talking about. It doesn't take up any floor space. There are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code Howie, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you can be one, too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, Biden's comments shows a different kind of darkness. It shows the irrefutable evidence of a depraved criminal mind. He doesn't care, really. And if anything, deep down, he is probably giggling inside, thinking, oh, here comes some more gun control bills, because he did promise to come after our rifles, you know?
And I think you're giving him too much credit, Dave. Sick. I don't think there's anything there.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's throughout the whole party. They don't even care anymore, Howie. They're all a bunch of criminals, and I have no idea what we're going to do. I hate to be such a downer, but it is Monday, too.
You're just depressed because you have to come to work, unlike Democrats, Dave.
Yeah, I know. But listen, about going to church, you know, it's in the Bible that his word will not return void. So just being there, Grace, is enough for his grace to infiltrate you. So keep going and give him a chance to start talking to you.
Okay, thank you, Dave. You know, I could sit here and say, yeah, I'm very religious. Yeah, I go everywhere. I don't. But I'm just saying, I think I'm better for it. As a person, for having learned the lesson, the dogma, as Dianne Feinstein used to say, it doesn't live deeply within me, but it lives within me, and it's just, I think it makes anybody better to go to church, and I you know what, I'm glad my kids got to go to parochial school at least for a little while, because I think it makes them better. I think it made them better. It makes them less susceptible to what I see going on with kids who were raised in non-religious households. And someone says, is this the Lutheran hour? God, I hope not. there's nothing more boring to me than mainstream Protestantism, you know? I mean, it's just not very entertaining. It's not like those old-style dollar-a-holler gospel radio stations I used to listen to when I lived in North Carolina. That was fun. Sometimes. 844-500-4242. Rena, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rena.
Hi, Howie. I just want to say my boyfriend Darren and I listen to you religiously every day. Thank you for
being there for us.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. You know, it's sad to say that we really shouldn't be surprised that he acted the way he did, because he is uncaring, unempathetic. Look at the 13 soldiers we lost in Afghanistan.
Right.
They don't talk about it. I say their names every single day. I remember them. We should never forget. But here we have an incompetent Brandon.
I know. And, you know, and one of the whistleblowers said they were ordered not to stop somebody. They thought that they knew who the bomber was and they could have stopped him, but they were told to let everybody go through. And then, Rena, after it happened, they decided to take out that car, and it wasn't terrorists. Remember that? It was a car full of kids, and they were making bottled water deliveries in Kabul, just to their friends and relatives, and they blew it up as just a way of tit for tat. But they weren't the guilty parties. It's just horrible. All right. Thank you, Ren. I appreciate that. Keep listening to the show, please. 844-500-4242. Someone has a quote. He attributes it to Joe Rogan. I don't think he was the originator. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. Meet Joe Biden.